"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
Laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Election day. About 3 hours to go.
Yeah. Polls are closing in states all over the country. But, you ready for the list? Alabama, Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, Illinois, Kansas, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts. No, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Oklahoma, Rhode Island, South Dakota, Tennessee.
Here in L.A., vote for Rick Caruso for mayor.
Yeah, do that.
L.A. County.
You did it. You made it through the rain.
Sheriff Villanueva. No, the sun was almost out when I
was. Oh, that's right. The sun was
very
out.
Bright.
But there's been some storms this afternoon, so that could be causing people to not go.
The fear of getting wet apparently is more powerful than I realized.
It is. They're expecting about 120 million people to vote nationwide. But the turnout will be obviously better in some places than others.
Only vote if you're going to make the correct vote. I'm not interested in turnout.
Oh, that's your
vote. Interested. Yes.
The correct vote is what you say people should do.
Absolutely.
You have no right.
Yes, I do.
I guess you have free speech.
I am right. If you vote opposite of what I say, you are wrong. So vote the way I say so.
Now, here's something I want to ask you, because you follow all this polling crap.
Mm-hmm.
How good do you think exit polls are? These are when people actually are leaving the voting.
Not good.
No, but already voted, so it's a certainty.
Yeah, but you know how mail-in votes are skewed heavily in one direction?
I know. People who vote in person
some years ago,
tend to be more Republican, older conservative voters.
They found out early on that early votes are different skews than later votes. I mean, it gives you an idea what's going on. It's just don't take narrow margins too seriously. You know, if there's some issue where 80% of the people think that Biden is terrible on crime, that's probably in the neighborhood of what's really going on out there. Maybe it's 87, maybe it's 71, but all right, you get the idea. With candidates, if it's within, you know, 5-8 points, I wouldn't take it too seriously.
According to Real Clear Politics, the latest and last projection, we'll see if it holds up, is that the Republicans will pick up 3 Senate seats from the Democrats, so they would have a 53-47 majority. And in the House, they will regain the majority, winning at least 227 seats. Democrats should win at least 174. There's still 34 too close to call, but obviously even if the Democrats won all of those, Republicans would still have control of the House of Representatives.
You want gridlock. Like if the end...
It could give Republicans their largest conference since 1946.
But you just want to completely stop all the garbage that the Biden administration is involved in. You want to put up a big stop sign, roadblock, armed guards in front of it.
And the way I want to interpret that is we don't want to be, this is no Californication. We don't want the United States to be California. And that's the way the progressives who are pushing Biden have kind of taken this.
Well, that's how candidates in other states are campaigning.
Do you know somebody in his administration's even proposing the nationwide law about freelancers that we have here, AB5. Remember AB5?
Oh, yeah.
Because they're pushing that idea, too.
These are all progressive wet dreams. The only place they've had, like, unfettered success is California, which is why we have the worst conditions for almost everything. And so they, the progressives say, well, it happened in California, so let's do it here. But these people wouldn't want to live here right now with the taxes we pay and the energy shortage and the water shortage and the crime that's gone crazy and the homelessness that's most disgusting. You take a train to work and there's a guy unleashing.
It's a diarrhea pool.
Oh yeah, a waterfall of diarrhea pouring out of him. And you've got the seat next door.
By the way, if you want to watch that video, it's been posted on the KFI website, John and Cam.
Oh my God.
It's about 11 minutes, but you'll get the idea after about 5 minutes of watching.
Yeah.
It's a metro train that stopped in Santa Monica, had to be evacuated because somebody let loose.
Right.
And you will see the mark.
And people are satisfied with a government that creates a situation like that. And that's an everyday situation, right? People are pooping and peeing in the metro trains every day. Women are getting sexually assaulted every day.
Oh, but right. It's basically a homeless shelter, those trains.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Billions of dollars. Garcetti runs around preening that he got some stupid tax passed to finance more of these rail lines that are just sewers, rolling sewers, filled with crazy people. It's like part mental asylum, part sewer. Here, take the new train to Santa Monica.
A rolling porta potty.
Have a guy take a dump on your lap. Maybe he'll slice your neck with a razor.
Oh, man. All right, so we got some Joe audio to play in classic form. We found out earlier in the show that some polling shows that, 57% think that Joe is not up to the job anymore, that his mental state is not right for president.
Yes.
We have proof of that. First clip we're going to play is out of Maryland. He didn't want to go far, not far from D.C. and Washington. He went there at Bowie State University to campaign for the Democratic gubernatorial candidate in Maryland. His name is Wes Moore. That's important to remember. Here comes the audio.
Here in Maryland, you got some great people to vote for. Chris Van Hollen is up for re-election this year, and he's a great senator. A hell of a guy. Make a great team with Ben Cardin. They both are strong, principled, and effective, and they got great congressional delegation. Steny Hoyer and so many others. Look, keep them. You need them. I need them. And of course, you got that next governor. What's his name? Wes Moore.
Now that I hear that.
That's the real deal, man.
The reason he knew the other guys' names is because they've been around. Wes Moore is a new face on the scene.
Well,
but what's funny about this, apparently the people are waving Wes Moore banners up in the audience.
Right,
so,
in front of him. Like a big,
do you think he was kidding? Because he did kind of say it like, hey, yeah, what's his name? No, remind me.
He couldn't remember.
He lost it.
Yeah. Right. No, he had these like big cue cards in front of him.
Yeah, they were
because
big Wes Moore
signs. They were waving the signs. Wes Moore, what's his name? And, that was the most...
real deal, man.
But he was doing the most basic speech. It's like, oh, yeah, he's a great guy. Yeah, and he's great, too. And I need him. We need him. Yeah, they're great. Like, what is that?
That guy's the real deal, man.
Wow.
In this next clip...
Clock is ticking.
Oh, he gets heckled in this next clip. I think one guy had said, you're a disaster. Biden has a comeback. This is also in Maryland.
How many of you know somebody who has diabetes and needs insulin? Well, guess what? They're paying $400 or $600 a month, but we're limiting the price to $35. $35. Period. And we passed it. Hey.
You're cheering insulin?
No, I was saying, let's go, Joe, I think.
I know, but I think they were trying to drown out the heckler.
Hey, man, don't jump. You look crazy enough to jump. Don't jump. Don't jump. Look.
Oh, that's what they were doing?
Yeah.
And we're coming. And we're coming to make sure that $35 a month is for everybody.
Oh, man.
Whatever the hell that means.
something to do with insulin prices. He's been campaigning on that a bit.
Yeah, you know anybody with diabetes? And the crowd goes, well, yeah, for diabetes.
Well, when you're down to campaigning about insulin and diabetes, there's not a lot you can find in the bag there. Somebody, here's your talking point. What?
How about diabetes, everybody? Yeah.
I got a campaign on insulin.
How about heart disease? Heart disease, yeah.
Give me something, anything.
You know anybody with a bowel obstruction? Yeah, sure.
Come on, man.
Jesus.
It's a real deal, not a joke. All right, we got more coming up. As soon as we return, the final keyword of the day. You didn't win the Powerball? Most of you didn't. There might be one guy listening in Altadena, one family or one. Yeah.
That guy's not going to be playing this game, huh?
I don't think they need to play this game, but otherwise you can win $1,000 with the keyword. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere in the iHeartRadio app. Don't leave your deposits on the Metro trains. Use them for banks and money. We have an update on Jeffrey Epstein. Well, he's dead, the late pedophile, but of course, one of the people he was connected with over the years is the former president, Bill Clinton. Looks like a journalist caught up with Bill Clinton yesterday. And this is a man by the name of Juan Mendoza. Some news network called Real America's Voice is a right-wing network. So he asked Bill Clinton about his relationship with Epstein. Here's what happened.
Any comments on the alleged allegation of your connection with Jeffrey Epstein?
Clinton was shaking hands at a rally for a Democratic congressman in Laredo, Texas. He leans forward to listen, smiles, and steps back. An aide seems to try to deter the former president from answering. But Clinton does say, I think the evidence is clear. And that's all that was in that
audio. I think the evidence is clear. Well, that's a really good non-answer, huh?
They put out a statement when the whole Epstein story was blowing up a couple of years ago, that President Clinton knows nothing about the terrible crimes that Jeffrey Epstein pled guilty to in Florida some years ago, or those for which he's been recently charged. He took a total of 4 trips on Epstein's airplane, 1 to Europe, 1 to Asia, 2 to Africa. He has never been to that island.
The travel records.
St. James.
Travel records said he took 26 trips on Epstein's plane. And some of them were to Pedophile Island.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Whose travel records are these?
That was the news stories that were swirling around years ago. Yeah. That Clinton was because what do you think Clinton was doing? That's what he is. He's one of those guys.
But there's a report that Epstein also visited the White House at least 17 times in the early years of Clinton's administration.
Why do you think that is?
Well, he's a big donor. Epstein is
all of Epstein's friends.
Prodigious donor
the list of Epstein's friends.
He's a mover and a shaker. He
Bill
can raise
Gates,
money.
Bill Gates has all sorts of like sexual stories swirling around him. Woody Allen, Kevin Spacey, Bill Clinton. It's just a coincidence. It's all the guys who've been involved in icky sex scandals.
Well, maybe he wasn't there for underage sex. Epstein could provide you with the girls you like of all different ages.
I found a story on this. Because people forget. Report says Bill Clinton flew on Epstein's jet 26 times. A FoxNews.com analysis of flight logs. He took 26 flights, not 11, between 01 and 03. The first 2 years he was out of office. Took 5 of those flights without his Secret Service detail. And he
did go to Pedophile Island, Little St. James?
They went to Hong Kong, Japan, Singapore, China, Brunei, London, New York, the Azores, Belgium, Norway, Russia, and Africa.
Oh.
Let's see.
Well, there's been another development in the Epstein case that just happened today. Alan Dershowitz. The former Harvard Law School professor and, of course, media pundit. Well, one of Epstein's accusers, this woman, Virginia Giuffre, whatever you pronounce her name, she's agreed to drop her defamation suit. She may have made a mistake in identifying Alan Dershowitz as one of the men she was forced to have sex with years ago at the command of Epstein and that because it's Ghislaine Maxwell. So the parties, the settlement, is the whole thing's dropped.
Here it is. Netflix exposes Bill Clinton's creepy Jeffrey Epstein ties, including a trip to Pedophile Island. This is a docuseries, Jeffrey Epstein, Filthy Rich. Yeah. And flight logs indicate he flew on the plane 26 times, along with Epstein, Kevin Spacey, and Chris Tucker. And a number of subjects in Filthy Rich recall seeing Clinton on Little St. James, which was Epstein's private island, his primary residence. It was really an orgy island, said Virginia Jeffrey, because that's what happened there. That is what the island meant to me. Bill Clinton has been on that island, says Steve Scully, who managed telecommunications for Epstein on Little St. James. I saw Bill Clinton sitting with Jeffrey on the living room porch. Jeffrey remembers seeing Clinton there as well. I remember having a dinner with Clinton. He was there. I never saw him do anything improper.
Oh, I remember that line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you go over to Jeffrey Epstein's island. You're on his plane 26 times. Why are you doing that?
One more person who's been involved in the Prince Andrew story is also in the news. That's the United Kingdom's Prince Andrew. And there's a report that King Charles told him, "You are completely done with any royal duties. You're finished. You're cut off." And he cried.
Prince Andrew?
He did. Yeah, he cried. And I think a lot of it has to do with the whole Epstein scandal.
Well, yeah.
One of the reasons that the royals have decided that we don't want anything to do with this guy anymore. He has no royal duties. He was not able to wear, I guess, the outfit that they all wear. Or been dealing with the Queen's funeral, I think. And he's now been officially stripped of any royal duties.
And
by order of the king.
And
like a big baby, he cried.
What is he, like 61 years old?
He is, yes. Well, it's tough to get caught off from...
I can't wear my special uniform anymore?
No, I can't.
His can't big wear... brother kicking his rear end.
Yeah, that was a decision, right? Yeah, apparently he's been banned from royal duties and he's very depressed, according to the latest stories.
A bunch of weirdos. I read, I think this was in the Post. There's a new book out on the royals.
Yeah.
And I read this excerpt in the Post. Let me see if I get this right. This was shortly into Princess Di's marriage. Prince Charles would not have sex with her. Right? The whole world thought she was the most beautiful princess in the world, right? He had no interest. And she would chase him around the house, demanding to know why. And at one point, he stopped and said, "Well, maybe I'm gay."
Oh, I heard that story. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
apparently, but he was with the horse face woman, Carmela Parker Bowles.
That was the true love of his life. He was pressured into marrying Princess Di. I don't, whatever was going on inside that family. He had a lot of pressure to marry her. He wanted Camilla, and so he married Princess Di and just ignored her. And Princess Di started going nuts. She's trapped in this crazy family of inbreds. The whole world expects her to act a certain way, and Charles wouldn't touch her.
Oh.
So she became unhinged.
Read another story that Prince Andrew went to the Queen when she was fading, trying to work his way back into the family. It didn't happen because Charles has cut him off, but apparently the Queen did leave him one important role, royal dog watcher.
He had to watch the dogs?
The corgis, yeah.
Well, you can't bring shame to the crown.
Yeah, he apparently gave his mother two of her dogs, so he got them back to take care of them.
Who's got the videotapes?
I do.
Who's got the videos?
We thought it was Ghislaine Maxwell. That was going to be her leverage.
But yeah, how come she didn't use it?
She's still rotting in a prison. She needs to step up with the evidence.
She won't give up names. She won't give up the evidence. Why is that?
I don't know.
She'd die in an hour.
All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. The New York Times has on their website, remember this famously, John, back in 2016, their little meter.
That
early in the evening, we were on the air, was pointing to Hillary Clinton heavily.
And
we watched it move over the hours.
That was one of my all-time favorite moments, was we kept tracking the stupid little needle. And it was predicting a Hillary Clinton win with a 99% chance. 99%
chance. Was it 99 at one point?
Yeah, it was 99% at one point. And then as the evening wore on, the needle kept backing up and backing up and backing up.
Yeah, I remember jumping when it moved to Trump's favor. And I was like, what?
It was hysterical.
That's the famous headline the next day, nobody knows nothing.
No, that's right. What a bunch of foolish boobs. All these journalists and political analysts and pollsters. It's like, yeah, all your advanced degrees from all your elite universities. 99%.
Well, right now they have it for the House of Representatives, probably Republican. That's all they're putting it at. And for the Senate, they still have it as a toss-up. It's almost, the needle's almost in the middle.
Uh-huh.
If anything, it leans a little bit to the Democrat side, but not really much. So, but in typical progressive headline fashion, here's what the Times, the New York Times, first in Maryland and Massachusetts. Wes Moore becomes Maryland's first black governor, and Maura Healey of Massachusetts is the nation's first openly lesbian woman to be elected governor. So we're excited.
In what state?
Massachusetts.
So why is...
And her lieutenant governor is a woman. That marks the first time that any state has elected women to both positions at the same time.
Wow.
Don't you get into these firsts?
No. I don't understand what that has to do with how they perform at their jobs. No one tries to explain that. No one how explains your skin color, the condition of your genitals, your sexual desires. How does that work exactly when it comes to, raising taxes, for example, or building a road, or not closing down, not destroying 40,000 businesses?
Now,
shutting down schools for a year and a half.
Another poll that came out that really has nothing to do with tonight's races, which I think is kind of interesting to talk about. It's a brand new survey from the Wall Street Journal. Most Americans still support continuing aid to Ukraine, but apparently Republican opposition is growing to help the country. A bit surprising. Some 30% of respondents overall said in the new survey they believe the administration is doing too much to help Ukraine, and it was 48% of Republicans who said that. The portion of GOP voters who said the U.S. isn't doing enough to help Ukraine fell to 17%. It was at 61% in March.
What is going on with that?
I'm surprised to see and as they're calling it here, another bipartisan drop. A partisan difference.
Yeah, I don't know. There's been an undercurrent from day one among some Republicans, like the Tucker Carlson crowd, who thinks we've got no business getting involved.
Oh yeah, he was really ringing that bell, wasn't he?
Right, he's popularized that, and it's caught on with some people. I don't know how the average person would have any idea if we're doing too much, too little, or just about right when it comes to helping Ukraine. How the hell would anybody know? I do know that you don't want Russia barreling into Europe after they're done with Ukraine, and that's what they do. And then once they have Europe invaded, then what?
Yeah, and I think
Then we're going to have to stop them because we're part of NATO and because they can cause massive amounts of damage to the world economy. They could just destroy major nations, major economies, genocides, and then Putin would do that, clearly. So I don't understand. I think you have to spend as much money as necessary to stop Putin in Ukraine, even if we spend throwing money at that for, 20 years. We've got to do it. Can't have Putin take over the world.
The U.S. provides weapons, most notably the HITMARS long-range rocket launchers. Some believe that's helped Ukraine take back territory in the east and south. This poll showed that only 35% of Republicans feel that we should send any additional financial aid for Ukraine. It was 81% of Democrats.
It's one of the few things I think that Biden's crowd did right. Is they sent plenty of money to
and no troops. Right.
I mean, it's just stuff. And the money's all borrowed and printed, made up fake money anyway. I mean, we blew a lot of fake money on a lot of things. At least this is saving thousands and thousands. It's going to save Europe. It's going to save Ukraine.
There has to have been a reason why Russia didn't take that country in days, as many pundits predicted when the war broke out in February. And I got to believe this is a big part of it, that the aid that was sent there, not just by us, but other countries, and even Elon Musk helping them with satellite technology and all that.
And if Putin
must have been key, besides their fierce will not to be taken over, but
if Putin storms around doing what he wants, then next thing is the Chinese leader's going to do that too.
Yeah.
You know, in the real world, you're always going to have very powerful, well-financed, well-armed enemies. Yeah, I mean, I remember since I was a kid where you'd have the hippie crowd always talking about peace. Why can't we all just have peace? You can't. That's not the way humans are designed. So what you have to have is a strong military and be willing to spend a lot of money to keep the bad guys down. If not, they'll roll over you. So you can't be weak. You can't be foolish and silly. You can't sound like one of those old Miss America candidates. I just wish for peace in the world. That's all I want. That's what 8-year-olds write on their essays to impress the teacher. I just am looking for world peace. Why can't we get along? Well, we can't. So you got a choice. I mean, you could choose not to start wars, but if somebody else really strong and powerful like Putin starts something, yeah, you got to squash him, or you're not going to live. It's Darwinism. He lives, you die.
Once again, the president of Ukraine says we're open to genuine peace talks. But the conditions include returning Ukrainian control over its territories, compensating Kyiv for Moscow's invasion, and bringing justice for those who committed war crimes. Which means this probably has scant chance of developing into anything.
Because here's the thing. It's easy to say, we shouldn't really be spending any more money there. But we'll try it your way. Except the consequences of your way is he starts to take over Europe. Then we have World War III. And then we have a global depression. And everybody starts going bankrupt because suddenly the world's economies and manufacturing is gone to hell. Yeah. That's the consequence for your way. Here, the consequence for us is we lose some money, which isn't real money anyway.
Well, if the Republicans take control of the House, the sentiment is maybe they will cut back on the aid.
They might, and that'll be stupid. This is why I don't join parties. The Republicans are very capable of doing all kinds of stupid stuff now that they're going to take power.
Yeah, well, maybe it's a good thing though that the House and the Senate will be controlled by Republicans, and the White House is Democrat, and nothing happens because they're spending too much money anyway as it is on everything.
Yeah, gridlock is good. Let them all fight each other.
All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeart Radio app. All right, the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, has easily won a second term, beating out that Charlie Crist. Isn't he the guy that changed parties or something?
Several times. Oh, Crist is a corpse. I actually heard him. I heard him interviewed the other morning. Yeah, he's like, he looks like he's embalmed. He's like a Gray Davis type. Something off-putting about him. But I heard him talking the other morning, and he was doing his last-minute rah-rah, and it was all about abortion. Just wouldn't stop about abortion. It's like, buddy, you are going down so bad.
That explains the landslide.
It's like there's no guy that wants to hear a guy prattling on about abortion, 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 with all the other stuff going on. It's like you're a complete... It just sounded
Florida's
pathetic.
Miami-Dade County voted for a Republican governor for the first time in over 20 years. That's how big a landslide it was in Florida for Ron DeSantis. He even won a true blue county in that state. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is the new governor of Arkansas.
Trump's former...
spokeshole.
Yeah.
The wall, you called her.
Didn't matter what
they threw at her, she just came back with the same patter.
Yeah, right.
She was like boring and glum.
Yeah,
but Jesus, was a wall. Remember when Trump had all those nutty spokesholes? I forget their names, but they
Sean
disappeared.
Sean Spicer.
Oh, that idiot.
You know,
eventually she got in there, and that was the end. She stayed there a long time.
Yeah.
It's Arkansas's first female governor, John. Another first tonight.
That's great.
Aren't you excited about that? KFI, of course, will have full election coverage tonight. Now, here was some story we talked about yesterday. The chances of a house being struck by a meteorite are 1,321,910,064,328. It's a pretty exact calculation, isn't it? So we have this guy up in Nevada County who's telling anybody that'll listen that he believes that it was a meteor that hit his home Friday night. Now, there was Ring video and other people with cell phone video showing a bright object in the sky about 7:25 p.m. Not long after that, Dustin Procida says his home caught fire. He escaped along with his family. Unfortunately, a dog and a couple of rabbits died in the fire. But a development about this, which is really worth mentioning, is that some experts who are being interviewed don't think it's possible because meteors are actually extraordinarily cold when they come from space. The baseline temperature is negative 455 degrees Fahrenheit.
They do start burning up in the atmosphere.
They become heated up by friction in the Earth's atmosphere, but they generally cool off by the time they hit the ground. The explanation is since the trip to the Earth's atmosphere lasts only a few seconds, there is no time for the meteor as a whole to heat up, just the very outer layer known as the fusion crust. One can assume that the cold interior of the meteorite will act as a heat sink and very quickly cool off the hot surface, as well as the transfer of heat to the air around it. So there's some doubters.
Except the house went on fire.
It could have been on the other hand, cause. But it could have been a different cause. It could have been he was a smoker. Now, did it they, could have been
yeah, but did they find
an indoor heater or something?
Did they find the meteor or remnants of it in the house?
So far, we don't know. They've just begun their investigation. This happened Friday, and today is Tuesday.
But that's
they're not saying anything about what they said. They think it could have been a propane canister, anything.
Well, the meteor could have hit something that caused a fire to ignite.
I know. It's a good story, but there's just a lot of doubters. And you're right. They would actually have to find some remnants of the meteor to make the story possible, right?
Because the odds of something else starting the fire at the same moment the meteor hit it are also astronomical as well.
Well, we saw the red ball in the sky, but I don't think we actually have video of the meteor hitting the house.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That's the evidence. If it actually hit the house, some of the meteor is going to be in there.
But there's no video of that happening. It's just the homeowner's story.
Right, so if they find the if it hit the house, they have to find the part of the meteor inside. They have to.
Another expert, a webmaster for the International Meteor Organization, said even if a meteorite fell into this man's house, it would not have caused a fire. It's a piece of rock that fell from the sky, no more. Contrary to what you usually think, a falling meteorite is not hot, very cold. It would not cause a fire itself if it falls on an object. So we'll wait and see because the investigation is ongoing and it'll eventually.
Does insurance cover that?
homeowners?
Yeah, homeowners, right. Meteor hits the house.
You have flood insurance, earthquake insurance, and meteor insurance.
Well, Tim Conway finally
Hey now. Well, I was in Vegas for a few days. What the hell, you know?
And the loss was how much?
Tremendous. Tremendous.
Still got to work?
Oh, I got to work, yeah. As a matter of fact, my daughter's got to start working. Her college fund is gone.
Yeah,
Wiped out, man.
No college for the kid.
This close, though, to going to a private school.
Yeah?
Yeah, very close, but now it's over. All right, the big election tonight. We got the sheriff, we got mayor, we've got all kinds of propositions. We've got the big senatorial races from Georgia, from Pennsylvania, the Fetterman thing. We've got Warnock and Herschel Walker. I mean, it's gangbusters.
Yeah, there's a lot of action.
Very exciting, right? For a night that doesn't really affect our lives dramatically, it does sort of affect the way we will enjoy the night or not.
Well, have you ever bet on, the betting
markets? No, I'm not crazy, John.
Oh, no, I have a friend of one of my friends. I met him a couple of times. He actually owns a betting market.
Is that right?
Politics, yeah.
Wow.
And
and there's odds on everything?
Well, the way they set it up is if you have to spend like 61 cents to win a dollar on Oz winning the Pennsylvania Senate race, that's how it's set up.
Yeah, right.
You only have to pay 39 cents on Fetterman to win.
Right,
a dollar.
But you may not be able to collect for a month.
Yeah, right.
You know, because in Georgia, if nobody gets 50%, they go to a runoff. So your 61 cents might be tied up for 6 weeks.
Like in California, you have to spend 99 cents to win a dollar on Newsom.
Yeah. The last time I bet 99 cents on something, I think I was four. Right?
I think you can bet more than 99 cents.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It's just a guy.
Okay. All right.
How much
the
bets cost?
I see. All right. But big night. Huge ass night. And all the numbers. Mark Thompson's going to be here. Mo Kelly's coming in as well. We got Jason Middleton as well. A lot of help here. A lot of numbers. And by 10 o'clock, everything will be decided.
Is that right?
Well, sort of.
10
sort
o'clock
of.
What day?
maybe not for months, though.
Yeah, it could be.
You know, it's possible. Yeah. All right.
Could be the new term starts before they come up with a winner.
That's right. And by the way, that Warnock-Walker race, if you saw the first numbers, Walker was down by 22 percentage points. And now he's down by less than 1 percentage point.
Yeah.
So
some states count the early ballots.
Yes,
first.
Early ballots.
California does it last.
That's right. We color late ballots here on KFI.
All right, Conway coming up.
Let's roll!
Mike Crozier has the news. KFI, KOST, HD2, Los Angeles, Orange County, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.